Yo, minasan, it's Manga Sensei. Welcome back to the podcast. And again, I want to make sure I tell everybody about the Patreon because we need to keep this free and make sure it's available for everybody. And we would love to have your support and to get the comic up and going again would be so much help. So thank you, everybody. So with that, let's talk a little bit about loan words again. So the Gairaigo. Gairaigo, the symbols for that are foreign, Gaijin no Gai. And then Gairai is to come. It is Kuru, Go, and which is Gengo no Go. So foreign language words that have come here, okay? So sometimes there are words in Japanese that are adjectives, and words like sekushi is sexy, or other words of that nature often taken into the Japanese language and adapted to their own language. For example, a word like this is guguru. Guguru, or Google in English, has become a verb in Japan. They've actually taken, it is spelled the gu, long u, gu, and then a hiragana, ru, because it's become a verb. So you can gugutte kudasai. Gugutte mite kudasai. Guguru sensei wo shiraute mite. So gugutte, guguru, right? However, this is the exception, not the rule. Usually a verb like something like, let's say, to dance, I wouldn't say dance suru. You could, but it might be a little strange. You could say something like, eat shimashou would be odd, right? Dance suru might actually be a word. But the idea here is when some words come over and they become adjectives, especially words that end with e sounds, do they become e adjectives like orange or pink? Orange and pink are colors technically that have come from a more English or Western perspective. Usually they'd say bara iro, rose colored, or sky blue is, you know, sora iro. So you have these sky colors, the rose color, instead of pink and orange. So what happens when you take these words that are from foreign words like sekushi or orange, these end with e, however, anything that's written in katakana, every single time is going to be used as a na adjective. So it'd be orange na nani nani nani, pink na nani nani nani. Sore wa pink desu. You don't have to say, you know, orange, and you can just end there. It's orange desu. Or sore wa sexy na otoku no hito. That is a sexy guy. Or a sexy na, whatever it is. And again, we're trying to make sure that we're pronouncing it like the native speaker is going to be comfortable with. So instead of the x sound, we want to say sh sound. Because we're trying to make the aite, the person that we're speaking with, more comfortable than we ourselves are. So remember, when a word comes and is taken from the non-native vernacular and translated into Japanese and is using that katakana function, then we need to make sure it is used as a non-nominal or a na-adjective, meaning that we follow it with des if we're using the predicate. And if it's not using a predicate, like it's modifying a noun, for example, if I wanted to say an orange car, it'd be orange na kuruma, or kuruma ga orange desu. We need to make sure we put it in that straightforward format because it's not used as an e adjective, which would conjugate. And we can't conjugate a foreign word except with the exceptions where it's already a verb, like gugutte, guguru suru, gugutte. So there is a fun exception there. Now, there is one more thing that sometimes there are adjectives that are written in the native Japanese, but have taken on a slightly different meaning. A good example of this is a word like dame. Dame means bad or don't. Or sometimes you'll see like maji, or omoroi. All of these words are native Japanese words, but sometimes they're in katakana. The reason for that is katakana is so strikingly different compared to a lot of both the other writing systems, hiragana and kanji, that when you look at them, they kind of stand out a little bit. So what they're actually doing there is adding emphasis. So if you're ever reading text messages from a friend, they're like, maji uso, then they're actually adding emphasis to whatever they're writing in katakana. Omore na would be, you know, that's super interesting. And they're writing it in katakana so that you can see the emphatic nature of that word there, okay? So with that, I will sign off. Hopefully this helped you understand katakana words a little bit more. I will talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, where we're going to go into words that have changed and been consolidated in Japanese as we continue to talk about Gairaigo. Until tomorrow, remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese, and I hope you go and make mistakes every single day. Until tomorrow, Jane.